Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 13th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. TCL planned to release a foldable device codenamed Chicago Project in early Q4 after showing off foldable prototypes for the last 2 years. However, the company's chief marketing officer, Stephen Street, announced the company won't launch its first foldable for at least another 12 to 18 months. Street said the lowest price TCL could hit with its current foldable was $800, which the company estimated wasn't enough of a price advantage against the stronger branding of Samsung's $1,000 Z Flip 3. The Financial Times' sources say Chinese regulators plan to split Ant Group's Alipay's credit businesses into an independent app. This would see Ant hand over customer credit data to a new credit scoring, partly state-owned joint venture. Regulators also plan to crack down on other online vendors. Intel announced the Nook P14e Laptop Element, a 13.9-inch laptop reference design that supports the U-series version of the Nook 11 Compute Element. These compute elements contain an Intel processor, storage, and built-in operating system, and can be swapped between these laptops. CPUs range from Celerons to Core i7s, with Iris Z graphics and V Pro options on i5 and i7 CPUs. This reference design will likely be sold directly to companies and government clients. No word on if Intel will sell a bare-bones version to consumers like Nook desktops. The site WhatsApp Beta Info found that WhatsApp is working on a new transcribe feature for voice notes in its iOS app. Users need to choose to transcribe each message, and the app uses Apple's speech recognition services to do the transcription on device. No word on when this feature could be rolled out. XDA developers analyzed Google Messages beta code and found a feature called Nudges. Similar to what Gmail has offered since 2018, Nudges will show separate inboxes for messages that were never replied to or ones that might need a follow-up to at the top of your inbox. The code did not indicate when or if Google would release the feature. Firefox 91 lets users set it as the default browser in Windows 10 using the same one-click method found in Edge. Previously, this required going into Settings. This isn't officially supported by Microsoft. Rather, Mozilla reverse-engineered the exclusive Edge feature, circumventing anti-hijacking browser protections. Nintendo officially cut the price of the original Switch console in Europe down 30 euros to 300 euros, or 260 pounds in the UK. This comes as Nintendo plans to launch an OLED version of the Switch on October 8th. No word on if the US will get a similar price cut. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims Apple will announce its third-generation AirPods at its September 14th event. These will feature a design similar to the current AirPods Pro. Pricing strategy for these new AirPods is unknown, but Kuo believes the second-gen AirPods will remain in Apple's lineup. Google One added a new cloud storage tier, offering 5 terabytes of storage for $24.99 a month or $249.99 a year. This fills a gap between Google One's $9.99 2-terabyte plan and $49.99 10-terabyte tier. YouTube sent a cease and desist letter to the owners of the Discord music bot Rhythm, which lets users play music from YouTube videos. The bot will shut down on September 15th. The company sent a similar cease and desist to the makers of GroovyBot last month, which shut down on August 30th. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers ruled that Epic breached its contract with Apple when it implemented its own alternative payment system in Fortnite, saying the company could not be found to be a monopolist or engaging in anti-competitive conduct. Epic is appealing that decision. However, in a separate ruling, Judge Rogers issued a permanent injunction against Apple, saying that iOS apps must be allowed to direct users to payment options beyond those offered by Apple. This injunction goes into effect December 9th. And finally, Apple warned that iPhones can be damaged by long-term direct exposure to high-amplitude vibrations within certain frequency ranges, like those generated by high-powered motorcycles, according to a new support document. These vibrations can damage the camera's optical image stabilization and closed-loop autofocus. Apple recommends not attaching phones directly to a motorcycle's chassis or handlebars. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.